This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Hi, Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited to announce the second annual Man Up Men's Conference, a Champions Summit at Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill, South Carolina, June 15th through the 17th. Why should you attend the Man Up Conference? There's never been a more critical time than now for men to stand up, step up, rise up, and man up. This is a rally call for men of all ages, young and old alike, teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, who desire to grow in their manhood and masculinity, enhance their marriage and fathering skills, be better equipped as a godly man, godly husband, godly father, be more effective in the marketplace as salt and light. We'll have a special father-son workshop and rite of passage ceremony to celebrate this special Father's Day weekend. Be there.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Today, I got a special friend on the show with me today. Justin Phillips, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Man, I am glad to be here, Nikita. I'm so privileged to be on your show today.
Well, and it's just an honor and a privilege to have you with us. And where are we talking to you from? You're not in studio today, which is okay. But where are we talking to you from?
So I am in Greenwood, South Carolina, walking around a pond, and it's called the Dog Park. But this pond is very beautiful, so you may hear some ducks and some cars in the background. But I assure you, I'll try to limit that as much as possible.
That's okay. I mean, our listeners know wouldn't be offended by ducks quacking or dogs barking. Actually,
There you go.
They're at the dog park, and of course, so Justin, for our listeners, I mean, you're Greenwood, South Carolina. We go back quite a number of years, and I'm going to jog my memory here and let you fill in the gaps. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we first met. Actually, it was Lex Luger and I, the total package, Lex Luger. We were on a cruise, I think called Cruise for a Cause, to, I believe at the time, the Bahamas. And it was like a one giant evangelism cruise ship. We were going down there to do a prison ministry, school assemblies, street evangelism, a big crusade and outdoor crusade and all of that. And you showed up with your family. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yes. So you're remembering everything correctly, with exception it was to Jamaica. It was Cruise of the Cause to Jamaica.
Okay, well, I knew it was one of those Caribbean islands.
One of those spots.
And bang.
Held a big conference on that island there, and thousands of people got saved. But yes, I think we had 3 or 4 kids under 5 years old at that time. 4 kids under 5 or 6. It was crazy.
Yeah. Don't let the cat out of the bag yet, because I want to. I know you're working on having your own baseball team, but we're
yeah,
anyway.
Right.
So you had 3 or 4 at the time, and let me just say this. Thank you for jogging my memory, because that to date actually is the largest audience I've had the privilege of sharing some of my story. Of course, I had Lex. We were kind of side by side that night at the crusade. Over 73,000 in attendance. And yes, you are correct. Thousands of people that night filled out a decision card, had made some type of decision relating to a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so great memory. Thank you. And so, yeah, so we met there on the ship, right?
That's exactly right. Yes, sir.
And your lovely bride, Randy, so precious, so amazing, amazing mama. And of course, I know you would probably say a wonderful, wonderful wife, an amazing woman of God. And she, I think at that time, was she in the nursing field at that time?
Yes. She was in the nursing field / homeschool field. And that's the way it's always kind of been. Her main desire has always been, you know, be mom first and then career second. So, and that's kind of answered a prayer for me, because that's what I, you know, wanted as well.
So she was dual roles, you might say, wearing two hats, wearing the mom hat, wearing the marketplace hat, serving people in the capacity, in the role of a nurse and all of that. And of course, you wear multiple hats. We're going to talk about that shortly. But you wear multiple hats as well. And so you guys have been married how long?
Right, so we've been married since 2002, so going on 22 years. Actually, April the 13th will be our wedding anniversary.
Well, 22 years. Well, congratulations on 22 years of marriage. I'll just take that. Opportunity to say that now, and which is awesome. Now I kind of teased our listeners out there saying you're trying to develop your own baseball team. So when we met on the cruise, and by the way, let me just interject this. So we not only met on the cruise, there was really kind of an instant connection there, which has led all these years later to still have a great friendship with you and your family. And of course, we've been in business together over the years. We've done a lot of things together, ministry together. We'll talk about all of that today. But so it's been wonderful to develop this friendship with you guys. And so 22 years of marriage, at that time, 3 or 4 kids. So tell our audience, how many children do you currently have, Justin?
Right. So we currently have 7 children. Our oldest is our daughter, firstborn daughter. Then we have 5 boys in a row. And then we have our baby daughter, who is 9 months old.
9 months old. So you got bookend girls, 5 yes. boys in between. Well, there's your basketball team right there. So, just saying. So, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Now, so for you listening out there in the listening world, 7 children ranging from 9 months to
19.
9 months to 19. Okay, so there you go. And of course, correct me if I'm wrong, but Randy has since stepped away, rightfully so, stepped away from nursing to nurse those 7 babies, right?
Yes. So she's kind of, her last position was at a hospice care local in our area, by the way, she loved ministering and working in that field, and she it's her heart's desire to get back into it at some point in time when the Lord directs that. But during COVID, her job kind of dissolved, and so since then, she's been at home pretty much full time, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Okay, and you mentioned homeschooling, and so has she, you know, from your 19-year-old on down, has she homeschooled them all, or what's that look like?
Right. So every single kid we have has been homeschooled at some point. Our oldest child, our daughter, is about to go to Clemson University. She's at a tech school now, about to transfer to Clemson University. And then we have our 5 boys who are all at a private school at the current time. 2 of those 5 boys are going to come out and be homeschooled next year, and then we'll have 3 boys at private school.
Okay.
And that's kind of the goal. And we're excited about that.
So all of them have got have had a taste of homeschooling. It's some course in their life journey.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And Clemson University, go Tigers. You know, and I think I'd maybe had mentioned this to you, but and for our audience out there, so Perry Tuttle, I wonder if you know that name, Justin.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, I just thought I'd tell
you. You had him on your podcast not long ago.
I had him on the radio show. I had him on the podcast. And I just recently, I'm actually filming now season two of the Man Up TV show. And wow. I was able to have lock in an hour interview with him on the TV show. And of course, a lot of other stories. He's so full of stories and life experience that I could do 10 shows with him. So on the TV show that will air later this year, that audience is going to get to hear, maybe have never been introduced to Perry Tuttle, but just real quick for those who are wondering, well, who's Perry Tuttle? What's the big deal with Perry Tuttle? Not a whole lot other than, you know, he grew up in a little tiny town. I learned in North Carolina. I think he was the youngest of 8 children and went from this little, as he said, country bumpkin to becoming a standout at Clemson University, catching the winning touchdown in the Orange Bowl in 1982, which led to them winning the national championship. Of course, I'm not telling anything you don't know, Justin, but for our listening audience. And last but not least, they're at the Hula Bowl in Hawaii, right, for all the senior Hula Bowl. And in right. walks Marcus Allen, USC standout running yes. back, and throws a magazine on Perry's chest. He's sitting out by the pool and says, yeah, from country bumpkin to the cover of Sports Illustrated. And Perry's like, what are you talking about? And he looks at the magazine, and there he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Come on.
Yeah. So I just thought I'd throw that story out, reminder. So if you haven't heard Perry's, go to the podcast archive, the Man Up archive in December of 2022. I did a 2-part show with Perry, and you'll be fascinated by more of his story as well. But today we were going to talk to Justin Phillips about his story and his family. And Justin, let's shift gears a little bit here. And so we mentioned that you wear multiple hats. You are a man of God. You are a pastor. You are an entrepreneur. You are a husband. You are an amazing daddy to those 7 children. I mentioned we had been in business in the past together, actually. We locked arms and with a nutritional company years ago that actually is still thriving. And Lex and I, all these years later, I think about 15 years later, still drinking, still taking their nutrition into our bodies and giving us good health. So thankful for that. So but you have let's first talk about, you know, your entrepreneurial side of you, and you have a thriving business down there in South Carolina. Tell our listeners just very briefly about your business.
Sure. So, 25 years ago, 1995, well, maybe a little longer, 25 years ago now, my dad started a business called Phillips Appliance in Greenwood, South Carolina, who specializes in used appliances and parts for all appliances. That's your washer and dryer, refrigerator, and stove. And I was 14 at the time. I kind of helped him, or I thought I helped him, start it at that time. And came out of high school and, you know, began to run the store, began to work alongside of him. And fast forward to 7 years ago, actually purchased the business from him and been running it as the CEO, if you will, the president, vice president, secretary, everything of the business. So.
Multiple hats running the business as well. Wow. I've been there. I've been down to the store. I think Lex too, right? He's been to the store before, has he not?
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
I believe he has. Yes, sir.
I think so. I think Lex and I both popped in one day just to see your operation, see you in action. And of course, I actually have one of your refrigerators sitting in the in the kitchen of my house. And still, it's still running well. And so that store is located where, Justin?
Yes. So it's located on Maxwell Avenue, which one of our kids has the name Maxwell. He's named after the place we have the business, and also John Maxwell. But anyway, it's in Maxwell Avenue in Greenwood, South Carolina. So Uptown Greenwood.
Right there, Uptown Greenwood, South Carolina. So for all you out there, if you're in the Carolinas, Georgia area, and you're in the market for a quality used appliance, you check out Justin Phillips. We'll make sure you get his information, how you can connect with him on that. So you wear multiple hats. So you're not only an entrepreneur, but you are also a pastor. And so tell us, Justin, where's your church located? How long have you been in the ministry? And tell us when you first were prompted by the Lord to get into ministry.
I was saved right out of high school, 18 years old, and God called me to the ministry shortly thereafter. I was saved, and God called me to, really at the time, I was doing a lot of street ministry, a lot of nursing home ministry, teaching Sunday school. But God called me to pastor in 2009, and I've been pastoring ever since. And God's used me at this location for his glory, and it's been an exciting journey. We actually had a young lady come on Sunday and be saved by the grace of God, to which I'm grateful to the Lord for what he's done in that, his working. So God's been very, very good.
Amen. And 2009, I'm going to age you here, so how old were you when you first became pastor? In your 20s?
Right. Yes, so I was in my late 20s. I was 28 years old. I didn't know anything about pastoring. I mean, I've been to school, been to preaching school, seminary school, that is. And when I came there, one of the first things I did was, this church has been around for like a million years. I mean, really, honestly, it's one of the oldest churches in our area. When I came there, it's been around for 160 years.
Wow.
So there's a cemetery out front with lots of age on the cemetery. Let me say it that way.
Lots of history there, huh?
The history is phenomenal. So I came there, and I remember the first thing I wanted to do, put in my office, was a Strong's coordinate, and pretty much just tells you how many times every word is mentioned in the Bible, where it's mentioned. It was like $15, and I submitted the receipt to the treasurer. And she looked at me, she said, "I can tell right now you're going to be a very expensive pastor."
I love it.
I'm like, $15. But anyway,
oh, my gosh. Like, really, right? That's hilarious. Wow. That's quite a story. Now, just recently, and I know this has been, I guess you might say, a prayer request, but in a sense, a prayer answered, and, you know, God's still in the miracle working business. And, you know, you mentioned working for your dad, working along alongside your dad, and then eventually buying the business from your dad. And I hope you don't mind my sharing, just recently a miracle of sorts happened because your dad has started attending church, if I'm not mistaken, for the very first time?
Right. I mean, honestly, my dad has always been a CEO kind of guy. You know, Christmas and Easter only, you know?
Yes, sir.
If he comes that time. Usually it's like one Easter out of 2 years. But, you know, and I've been praying for my dad for 23 years, and he started coming 6 weeks ago. And one of my boys looked at him on Sunday and said, "Papa, you've been here 6 weeks in a row." And he just replied with laughter, says, "That's good you're keeping record of this, you know." and it's just a miracle. There's nothing, you know, only God can do that. I'm so thankful for what he's doing.
Yeah,
it's just a great work of God. You know, to some people it may not seem like much, but no one on this earth is going to make my dad do anything. But the Holy Spirit of God, he's working in his life. And he even said the first time we was there that God was working in his life. And I'm just like, man, what a blessing. That's
but,
a blessing.
Yeah, but God, the Holy Spirit woos us in, right? And we're going to continue. And all you out there in listening land, what's his first name, Justin?
His name is John.
John. So
his name is John Wayne, like the actor John Wayne.
Well, let's pray and believe that he's going to surrender his heart sooner than later and have that same swagger as John Wayne, only for the Lord. So that's awesome. Now listen, staying in the same vein as ministry, you are what we call a man camp alumni, and of course you've been to other camps, conferences. You came to the Man Up conference down in Georgia a couple 3 years ago. Interestingly enough, your name was literally drawn out of a hat for a scholarship that, you know, we like to award scholarships to men for coming to the Man Up conference, just bless them that way, and then that scholarship can help fund their attending our full-blown man camp that Lex and I co-founded and facilitate along with a very seasoned, well-seasoned staff. And take a minute or two and share with our audience what your man camp experience was like, Justin. Let's just first start with that, and then I have another question or two for you.
Sure. So the man camp experience was amazing for me. I think a wise man once told me that events change lives. You know, and anytime that wise man was you, by the way, Nikita. But anyway,
you're very kind.
Anytime I think, so anytime you take time to get along and spend time with God, even if just with God and other men who are doing the same thing, I believe the benefit is going to be overwhelming. And, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy to leave a wife and, you know, seven kids behind and go do something of that nature. But thankfully, my wife is very supportive, and God really worked all the details out for that. But it was just amazing, Nikita. I mean, I can share specifics, but it was just amazing. So that's all I can say. I would recommend any guy to go to this and to experience it for themselves. So.
And I appreciate that. And no matter, and let me just tag on to it. So no matter where you're at in your walk, I mean, obviously you're a pastor. You've been a pastor since 2009, you know, loving the Lord since you were 18, but yet you were prompted, kind of nudged, let's just say, by the Lord to humble yourself. I just say it that way, you know, because pastors, let's face it, pastors can get pretty prideful. People in the church can get pretty prideful, right? Oh, I don't need that. You know how many men have said to me, "Oh, I don't need that. I don't need that camp thing, man. I'm good. Me and God are good." I'm like, "Oh, okay, yeah, like you couldn't grow, like you can't grow any more than you already are, but okay, I'll just take that at face value." But yet you humbled yourself and said, "I'm going to come," and by the way, the camp's five days. I mean, it's not, you know, you know, just overnight. So it is a deep dive, I call it, right? A deep dive. But yet you humbled yourself and you came, and of course, I can't say for 100% of every single man, but for every man that attends, they're certainly going to get fed. They're going to get fed. Now, I'm not just talking about physically. We do that too. But they're going to get fed the word of God perhaps like never before, or for the first time in maybe a long time, or just it's going to enhance the walk they already have. Would that be an accurate statement?
Oh, man, that's totally accurate. And yes, you're 100% on target with that. And if I may say something to all the pastors that are listening that are maybe thinking what you just said, I just want to encourage you. There is a Bible verse that speaks to all of us. It says, let him that think that he stands take heed lest he may fall. The only reason that you or myself can do what we do in ministry is because of the Lord's help. And the moment we think that we're doing this ourselves is the moment we're going to fall. And I've seen it happen so many times. And I believe, you know, just like the Bible says in Corinthians about the examples that God has given to us by the nation of Israel, how God blessed them, and then they begin to lust after all these things, and then they fail in the wilderness, you know?
Yep.
When we see people fall, we don't need to look at them and point our finger and say, oh, you know, they failed because of A, B, and C. First of all, we need to pray for them. But second of all, we need to say, you know what, the same thing that happened to them could happen to me, right?
Yep.
So I need to do everything I can to keep my heart clear.
No, it's great advice. And, of course, you don't have to be a pastor or in ministry to attend Man Camp. You can, from 18 years and up, in our current camp, we've got an 18-year-old, a 20-year-old. I mean, you know, our oldest staff member will be 75 this year. He came to camp when he was 72. He's been back every time, right, serving now on staff. So we have a very seasoned staff. And just very, very quickly to all the women listening out there, so would you encourage the wives or mothers? And we had a mother encourage her son to go, and he was changed and went home, life-changing encounter. So you would say to the women, hey, just encourage your men to consider it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and let's just face it, women have the ability to get their men to do certain things and to keep them from doing other things. So,
right.
So anyway, I would say if you want for your to have a better husband or a better dad or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. whatever the relationship is, to encourage them to go. Yes.
Awesome. And so if you want more information on whether it's Man Camp or anything else that I'm doing, Koloff for Christ Ministries, go to koloff.net, KOLOFF.net, koloff.net. If you want to see some wrestling photos, go to nikitakoloff.com, just FYI. Justin, is there a way people can find out more about you, about your business, about the church? What's the church name?
Right. So the church name is Broadmouth Baptist Church in Hunting Pass, South Carolina. You know, my mom, Donna Ray Phillips, she actually does live stream every Sunday for the
awesome
service. If they want to watch that or listen to it, they can do that.
Facebook, right?
And the business, yes, Facebook. Yes, okay. Correct. And then the business does have a website. The picture is a little outdated. We need to add a couple kids on there. But anyway, they can look at the website, philipsappliance.com in Greenwood, South Carolina, and just find out more about the business if they are interested in us serving them in some kind of way.
That's awesome. Well, Justin Phillips, a wonderful brother in the Lord, a wonderful friend, a husband, a father, a pastor, an entrepreneur. And I just encourage you, go check out some of those websites. Again, if you want to learn more about the Man Camp, if you want to learn more about Justin's church, see him preach live on a Sunday morning on Facebook, if you do that sort of thing, or in the market for a new appliance, or a used appliance, I guess, but that it'll be new to you. How about that? So
There you go.
So, Justin, thank you for joining us today on the Man Up Show.
Thank you, Nikita.
And thank all of you. You've been so faithful to tune in week after week after week and just spread the word on the Man Up Show. Let everybody far and wide know that this show exists, one on the radio, Truth Radio Network, and also on all your major podcast platforms. God bless you. Hope you have an amazing day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip, December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
This is the Truth Network.